This video is brought to you by CuriosityStream. Plastic changed the course of manufacturing forever, but a lot of that came at a cost that's plaguing us now. About 91% of plastic isn't recycled, and we consume about 5 grams of microplastic waste in our food every single week. But there's a possible solution. Fungus. Yes, fungus. Mycelium technology might be the next big boom, like this mycelium brick. A plastic-like replacement with many uses and new opportunities for products, and maybe even wearable technology. Let's explore mycelium technology and how it can help us achieve a renewable and cleaner future, and one where we don't end up eating so much plastic. I'm Matt Farrell. Welcome to Undecided. When we think about plastics, different types, shapes, colors, and sizes, like soda bottles, spring to mind. But from a chemist's perspective, they're all made of the same class of materials, polymers. Now, while Bakelite, which was the first synthetic plastic created from organic compounds, was created in 1907, polymers weren't discovered until 1920 by Hermann Staudinger. A polymer is a broad term that encompasses a substance with large molecules made up of repeating subunits that are bonded together. Just as it was for several other materials, World War II was actually a great impetus for the development of plastic and chemical innovations like polyethylene, polystyrene, and nylon. It's kind of a dark side of innovation, but war can help accelerate things. Now, later in the 1950s, plastics manufacturers started to make consumer products as an outlet for the materials that they developed in the war. And to quote the movie The Graduate, just one word, plastics. Now, during that decade, manufacturers introduced polyester and polypropylene, one of the most used polymers in the world. Plastics have made our life a lot easier to store liquid and food. It costs much less than other materials, it's water and heat resistant, and it's durable. But sadly, the plastic industry oversold its recyclability. It's cheaper to make new than to recycle old. Combine that with its excessive use and non-biodegradable nature, and plastics have become one of the most widespread, harmful substances around the world. In America, 100 billion plastic bags are thrown away every single year, not to mention all the other packaging materials and plastics that are discarded. The problem is that they can hang around in the environment for hundreds of years. And burning plastics releases toxic chemicals that can harm plants and animals. But it turns out that we may have a robust, sustainable alternative to replace plastic. Mycelium. Now, this organism is the underground, root-like body for fungi that produce mushrooms. So if you compare it to a plant, mycelium is the root and the mushroom is the flower. The mushrooms that we eat are only a small, visible part of a much larger organism. Now, fungi are important to ecosystems due to their ability to recycle nutrients, allowing previously locked away nutrients to become available to other organisms. And they're surprisingly robust and able to spread easily under the right conditions. All it takes is a few spores to germinate. As it grows, it releases enzymes to digest the surroundings and absorb the nutrients. Essentially, the cells begin to branch out and continue to grow to build a vast mycelial network. It's only when it's fully built that mushrooms begin to grow. And this is where we can tap into its potential. Rather than letting a mushroom pop up, humans can create forms around the mycelium as they grow to build predictable structures by providing a framework. This is an example of mycelium grown into a brick form. It's not that different from using molds with inorganic materials like metal or plastic. We're just letting Mother Nature do the work. The production process is kind of simple. It uses a mix of agricultural waste, which could be anything from hemp to wood chips, and it's bound with mycelium structures. After that, we have the base material for most mycelium-based products, known as the foam. This mixture is put into molds for whatever you're trying to make and placed into an environment with controlled CO2, humidity levels, airflow, and temperature. It's a pretty quick process because fibers can be found just after a few hours and a visible layer after just a day or two. And usually within a week, the mycelium foam fills the mold, so overall it takes about a week. Mycelium foam is a great insulator. It's resilient, safe, strong, and biodegradable, which opens up a world of possibilities for a lot of products like packaging, clothing, construction, and even food. Now, unlike plastics and other synthetic materials, which can take hundreds of years to decompose, mycelium-based products naturally degrade after their intended product cycle. A nice bonus, mycelium foam is inexpensive and cost competitive with polystyrene foam. Now, mycelium technology has spawned a lot of companies from several industries around the world. The pioneer was Ecovative, which introduced mycelium technology in 2006. With more than 40 patents in 31 countries, most mycelium composites and materials out there are actually made under their license. Now, Ecovative develops several branches of products. Its MycoFlex technology, for example, is used to produce everything from lightweight insulating lofts for gloves to high-performance foams and footwear. It's heat-resistant, insulating, breathable, and very strong. In packaging materials, they've created a high-performing, cost-competitive solution that provides thermal insulation, water-resistant, and decomposes in the soil within 45 days. It's a great alternative for polystyrene. And even better, mushroom-based packaging uses only 12% of the energy from plastic production and generates 90% less CO2 equivalents. Some examples of companies licensing the technology are the Magical Mushroom Company in the UK, Paradise Packaging Company in California, Grown Bio in the Netherlands, and Biofab in New Zealand. And IKEA announced that they're going to replace styrofoam packaging with microcomposite for all of its products. I wonder if they'll give it a name. Now, Ecovative has also spun out Outlast Food Company, which creates whole-cut plant-based meats. And unlike other plant-based meats, the products from Outlast have almost no processing. And apologies to the vegetarians out there, because this might be a little gross, but part of the reason it works so well as a fake meat is because mycelium fibers grow together in a tissue that resembles the fiber-like texture of muscle tissues in animals. Interesting, if not a little gross. So we've had packaging in food, but what about clothing? Bolt Threads is using their Mylo technology as a sustainable alternative to leather that we'll be seeing in the market through their partners, which I'm sure you're very familiar with, like Adidas, Kering, Lululemon, and Stella McCartney. And by the way, Adidas has recently launched the Adidas Stan Smith Mylo. It's the first shoe of its type made with mushroom-based material. It was used in the classic three stripes, the heel tab overlay, and the signature branding that their shoes are definitely known for. One question you may be asking yourself, because I know I was asking it when I was learning about this stuff, is the fungus still alive and can it keep growing within the products? I don't think I'd want a pair of growing shoes. Although that might save parents a lot of money if their shoes were growing as fast as their kids. But for most commercial products, mycelium is heated long before it reaches the customer in order to kill it, maintaining the product's intended form and to prevent growing mushrooms and spewing spores. As if the trifecta of packaging, food, and clothing wasn't enough, let's step up to the quadfecta. But before I get to that, I'd like to thank today's sponsor, CuriosityStream. If you'd like to watch more videos on topics just like this, you should really check it out. They have thousands of documentaries and nonfiction shows on pretty much every topic you can think of. If you enjoy science and technology, which I'm assuming you do because you're watching my channel, they have documentaries like The Kingdom, How Fungi Made Our World, or The Origami Code, which explores how researchers in robotics, medicine, and nanotechnologies are embracing origami philosophy to try to understand how to duplicate nature's folding principles. CuriosityStream really does have something for everyone, including 35 collections handpicked by experts, including some award-winning exclusives and originals. Best of all is that you can stream to any device, anytime, anywhere. It really is smart TV for your smart TV. And they have a special offer for all of you if you sign up with the code UNDECIDED. You'll get an entire year for just $14.99. That's an insanely good deal. Link in the description below, and thanks to CuriosityStream and to all of you for supporting the channel. So back to the quadfecta. Mycelium has also been used in the building industry. One example is the UK-based startup Biome. It's been producing a mycelium insulation panel that will be the world's first accredited mycelium insulation product. The company manufactures mycelium rigid insulation in accordance with the industry standard 1200 by 2400 millimeter sizing, but custom panels can be manufactured to meet the needs of any project. Now, in addition to being healthier and safer, mycelium outperforms petrochemical, plastic-based construction materials in thermal and acoustic insulation. Tests show an acoustic absorption of at least 75% at 1000 Hz for mycelium panels, which is typical for road traffic noise. On top of that, during a fire, mycelium doesn't cause harmful toxic smoke since it's not made of synthetic resin-based compounds. But using mushrooms as a weight-bearing construction material still requires extensive research and development. It isn't as strong and doesn't have as long of a useful life cycle when compared to most building materials. For example, concrete can withstand between 4,000 and 10,000 PSI, while mushroom bricks can only hold up to 30 PSI. But an architectural team known as The Living designed the world's first mushroom brick tower in 2014. The bricks used to construct the building were grown in three separate molds. It consisted of 10,000 bricks and reached 40 feet into the air. Now, prior to building the tower, engineers subjected the bricks to accelerated aging, which is a process that simulated 3 years of weathering over the course of 3 weeks. One of the coordinators at The Living said, "After 3 years of accelerated aging, the material performed exactly the same as it did originally." A structure made of mycelium was also built for the Dutch Design Week. The growing pavilion was a temporary event space that was built with mycelium panels supported on a timber frame. But we're not going to stop with the quadfecta. We're going to go for the pentafecta. Is that even a word? Pentafecta? I'm going to go with it. Well, the Pentafective for mycelium is possibly wearables. Not clothing, but wearable technology. A curious use of mycelium was investigated in a recent study titled Reactive Fungal Wearable. The researchers explored the use of fungi as a potential candidate for biowearables. Processors and tech wearables like Fitbits could be replaced by incorporating mushroom mycelium. They performed experiments on the electrical response of a hemp fabric captured by oyster fungi. They attached it to computer sensors and stimulated it with attractants and repellents. The oyster mushroom mycelium was able to recognize several external stimuli like temperature, moisture, light, some chemicals in the environment, and even electrical signals in a way that imitates the function of sensors and processors. Dr. Mohamed Mahdi Dashibi, a researcher with the UOC's Scene Understanding and Artificial Intelligence Lab, and the author of the study said, "We can reprogram a geometry and graph theoretical structure of the mycelium networks, then use the fungi's electrical activity to realize computing circuits. Fungi do not only respond to stimuli and trigger signals accordingly, but also allow us to manipulate them to carry out computational tasks, in other words, to process information." With that pentafecta of applications, you can start to see the potential. And the more I say pentafecta, the worse it sounds. In 2019, the global mushroom market reached a value of $53.7 billion, and it's expected that it can reach $86.6 billion by 2025, which is a CAGR of 8.3%. A combo of cost efficiency, consumer response, and government policies to reduce the use of plastics is going to drive the mycelium market. In the US, for example, Maine state government has banned polystyrene food containers, and that legislation is looking like it will spread to Colorado, Vermont, New Jersey, and Oregon as well. That action may pave the way for a national campaign against styrofoam, which is a substance that's virtually impossible to recycle. The ban is expected to force restaurants and grocery stores to look for new options, making room for mushroom packaging to grow. Yes, that was a really bad joke. Now, while restaurants and grocery store owners may not be going for mushroom packaging yet because of the slightly higher costs, economies of scale and government support could result in more opportunities and reduced costs. There's a lot of possibility for mycelium-based products to branch out in the near future and become a popular packaging material. For the other uses of mycelium, like clothing, food, and construction materials, time will tell if it will make it to the mainstream. So what do you think? Anything I missed? Would you want to live in a mycelium-insulated home? Jump into the comments and let me know. And if you like this video, be sure to check out one of the ones I've linked to right here. Be sure to subscribe and hit that notification bell if you think I've earned it. And as always, thanks to all my patrons and a big welcome to new producers Cowboy Steve and Kevin Gianfalone. Your support really does help to make these videos possible. And thanks to all of you for watching. I'll see you in the next one.